Well, I think one of the things is making sure they have insurance. If they have no insurance and it's expensive to go see a doctor, a lot of people will make that choice. They'll take that gamble and say, well, I guess I don't need to go to the doctor right now. And if they don't, sometimes problems that could be addressed relatively low cost fester and they grow to the point where they have to go in and it's much more expensive to address for the problem. So it's a question of incentives. How do you incentivize people? I think one, just having insurance in place makes it easier for them to go seek preventative care. But then there are other things you can do with incentivizing doctors. Instead of rather paying them to deal with issues after they've already come up, incentivizing them, paying them to help people control some of those costs. And so you see in our country a dramatic increase in diabetes, things related to obesity that, you know, we'll treat you after you've reached a certain point, but we don't offer a lot of incentive for you to go and to stay healthy beforehand that will reduce a lot of costs in the long term. And so I think there are some changes we made with how we incentivize consumers and providers of healthcare. I think as we get into this health exchange, there's some latitude granted towards the states that hopefully State Senator for Erickson and other state senators will be involved with. But the devil's going to be in the details here, and it's not something we've sat down and had serious discussions with yet. Without legislature, I think that you can set a good example. You can talk about these things. You know, and diabetes is something that has affected my family. You know, my grandfather, I watched him slowly experience almost all the negative effects of diabetes. Mm-hmm. And it's this reason why I participate in the Diabetes Walk. We're going to have that coming up here in Champaign County. I believe it's next Sunday. And it's something I try to talk about and set a good example with. My grandfather was type 2 diabetes. Mm-hmm. My wife's nephews are type 1 diabetics, and her brother-in-law is as well. I've decided I didn't want to be as stubborn as my grandfather, who there were certain foods he liked, and whether they're good for him or not, he continued to eat them. I myself, the biggest change for me, though, has come when my daughter was born. And I sort of had a much more reckless attitude towards life, figuring I can take risks. And when she was born, it became clear that I wanted to be around to provide for her and to watch her grow up and to help her for a long time. And so I went into the doctor for a checkup. And he told me I had high cholesterol, you know, not something that I was aware of running in my family. I wasn't too worried about. And that has forced me to change my diet and to change my exercise habits.